This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hour two is almost the most exciting part of Radio Law Talk because we're warmed up, ready to go, and we've got a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to talk about Britney Spears, hour two. What's up with after the father, conservator father is now gone, and now her accountant is a temporary conservator. And I'll tell you one thing. There's been a lot more interesting pictures on Instagram, that's for sure. Go ahead and look at that. Scarlett Johansson settles with Disney. We're going to talk about that. R. Kelly, man, we got that's like the gorilla in the room, I guess, is the word that they always say. We're going to talk about an Arizona law about lawyers that is very interesting. TikTok stars in trouble, and the very interesting case against Facebook we're going to discuss. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. You know, seek other legal advice. We're not giving you legal advice, right? Even though we are the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth, make sure that you go to our website and read our disclaimers. Again, it's 855-529-7234. Look at our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You just look at most of those. We do everything we can to try to constantly post, but we have so many social media outlets. Sometimes we're a little bit slow, but go ahead and check them out. Mainly, I'll tell you the truth, our Instagram is the one we stay up with the most. So if you want to look at our Instagram, just look up Radio Law Talk. But or if you want to email us, right, info@radiolawtalk.com. We love the emails, and we really appreciate the emails when we discuss this as a team. And we appreciate a lot of people email in and say, hey, I got this friend of mine that's a great lawyer that you should interview. He wrote a book, or she wrote a book, or he's doing this, or she's doing that. We don't interview people, by the way. This is kind of, I'm going to call it a benevolent dictatorship. and actually, you think I'm the dictator? No, it's Cal. So
that's
our
true
producer. So, you know, just enjoy the show. We're going to have a lot of fun today. But the reason most people come here, they listen to one thing and one thing only, and it's our favorite thing, is Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case.
This is Seattle, Washington, the time, the mid to late 20th century, the 1970s, where two Southern California realtors visited there from Los Angeles to take a break from the real estate rat race in L.A. They wanted to scout Seattle to see if it might be another opportunity market for them. Why? Because the World's Fair 21st Century Exposition was going on, and all the other development was going on in Seattle at that time, too. They'd already decided to start their own real estate company, Art Bartlett and Marsh Fisher. The real estate agents from Southern California visited the World's Fair in 1971, and Art said, 21st century, what a great real estate name. Marsh Fisher said, you know, that's a little bit too far in the future, don't you think? And Art said, exactly. And so that's how 21st century came to be. So, problem. They tried to register the name with the California Secretary of State. And the World's Fair Corporation had already gone to all the states years before where they might do a World's Fair before it was awarded. So Florida, California, Washington, Illinois, they had already established Century 21 as a name. So these guys said, well, we're just going to use it anyway. Nobody's going to notice. Until the letter came from a two-teamed law firm saying, cease and desist, like right now. They said, we don't have to stop. And they said, oh, yes, you do, or pay us naming rights. So the real estate people decided it might be worth taking it a little bit farther and asked if they could go back to the World's Fair people and use their name, figure out something. In other words, do they have a case or no case? And Todd Kuhnen, that's my question for you, my friend.
What year was this?
1971.
Okay. So and this is 21st century insurance, right?
21st century real estate.
Real estate.
Century 21.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm going to say this is a case. I'm not going to say it. I am saying this is a case.
Okay.
That's one of my new pet peeves for play-by-play. And this is going to be a hit. No, it is a hit. It is a hit.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, right.
So I say this is a case, and I say that the two individuals that wanted the name, not the company that went in and reserved it years in advance. I say the two individuals win.
So Bartlett and Fisher, the founders of Century 21 Real Estate.
They win because when you go in to reserve the name, I think the argument they're going to make is you got to go in to reserve the name and have a good faith reason and be able to say that because you're going to be engaging in a business. It's going to happen, not this prospective. You know, they allowed all the dot-commers to go and get all these names, even though you weren't going to actually use the name. But when it comes to Secretary of State filings, I think that they would invalidate the previous registration, and they gave it to the 21st Century Insurance guy, or 21st Century Real Estate guys.
Denise Dirks, what do you think? Do the 21st Century, Century 21 guys, did they have a case?
I think that this is a scenario, and I think that the two sides got together, and one of the sides used 21st Century, and the other one used Century 21. And that was their settlement, so there never was a case.
Okay, no case at all. Mr. Penny, what say you in the matter of Century 21 versus Century 21?
You know what, Cal? I'm live on my Instagram. Okay. I'm not listening to one dang word you said.
What else is new?
And you should see this.
I just have absolutely no idea. All I got is Seattle in 1970 World's Fair. So that sounds pretty cool to me.
Well, then flip a coin, case or no case.
Is this a case? Todd, what would you
I said case, and I guess they would technically be defendants because they got the cease and desist letter from the previous registries.
Right.
So case and the defendants win.
And Denise, you say?
I said true scenario, no case. They settled it. No court case.
Wow. Do I listen
That's
to
why
Denise?
There's a 21st century and a century 21.
Do I listen to the power family law lawyer, or do I listen to the power former prosecutor lawyer? Or do I listen to my producer who sits behind the little glass and tries to trick us? Cal, who should I listen to?
I would listen to either Todd or Denise or me. That's what I would do.
I am going with Denise. No case. No case. I'm going with Denise.
Hmm.
I'm not going to consult Jiminy Cricket and let your conscience be your guide.
No.
When you wish upon a star.
Cal, roll it.
I am ready
tell
to
me if I'm right.
Yes, sir. So the question is, did Century 21 Real Estate have a legal battle over its name? And the answer is, those of you who say they did, that would be Todd. And the answer is, they did not.
Oh, Denise. I listened to Denise. Yes.
So Denise Newman and Fred get the victory here.
Oh, my heavens.
We're tied, Fred.
Live on Facebook with Frederick Penny One, which I have a lot of followers that like to listen to Radio Law Talk. But anyway, listen, go to us live. You can listen to us live or watch us live at Frederick Penny One. Usually I put it on Radio Law Talk, but we have more listeners and more people on my live Instagram. Do you care about that or not, Todd?
I sure I care.
All right.
That's a care or no care.
Care or no care.
I'll argue the other side.
Okay.
Don't
so,
care.
So look, case is over.
So
but
no care.
Let's roll right into the most important thing, right?
Hmm.
Britney Spears. Let's talk about Britney Spears. All right.
Well, let's not because we just have a minute.
I want to talk about Britney.
I'll tell you. I'm thinking of a judicial case coming up in the Pearly Gates. This will be the case of Pearly Gates versus Cal Hunter.
Oh man.
We call Todd Kunin as our witness. Did he lie and deceive you twice?
No.
Yes, he did, Your Honor. Yes, he did. Okay. Here's your obligatory pitchfork.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Britney Spears and the latest, some interesting things. Look at her Instagram. I know I'm doing a shout-out for her. She's changing some posts. Not quite sure our family will allow us to watch it, though.
Next hour, by the way, on Case or No Case, I'm taking you to the Rust Belt in a car that looks like a refrigerator. True story.
Awesome.
Right after this.
We'll be back.
Law Talk. and RadioLawTalk.com.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Is this real life?
Oh no. How did that happen?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penning. We had a case or no case. We're having a great time with Todd, myself, and Denise Dirks. This time we're going to talk about Britney Spears. You know, and I like talking about Brittany. Denise, you are the family law expert here. Oh, let me back up. You're the family law attorney in the state of California, but it's still a lot of things you can discuss about Britney Spears' situation with conservatorship, right? But it's officially her dad is no longer the conservator. Boy, some interesting things happened on her Instagram since that, right?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked.
Okay, good luck.
Well, Fred's got the Britney Spears Instagram alerts that come to his phone every 2 minutes. So.
Both of them.
Every 30 seconds.
Yes. What happened now? Oh, my gosh. Free Britney.
Free Britney.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, free Britney.
I like Britney freed.
I don't get the connection between clothing.
It gets a little bit edgy. Go ahead. What about clothing?
What's the connection between?
Squirrel!
Oh,
Cal mentioned Britney and clothing. Forget anything else anybody else has. Cal,
what's the connection between Britney's clothing or lack thereof and her thing with her dad? I don't get that. Every time news comes out, Britney takes off her clothes and prances around on Instagram.
Well, my father oppressed me and would not allow me to streak in public, and now I can.
I can relate to that.
Well, she's not on top of a building.
Wait. Denise
can relate to that. Explain that, yes. Denise. What do you mean?
No.
Denise, what's going on,
Brittany? I had some fun when I was 13.
13. Right. It was 3 years ago. Come on, keep going.
I was 13 when The Streak came out, that song.
Oh, yeah. Ray Stevens.
Yeah, so I got a great idea to streak across the school roof. And I got caught. The neighbor took out his binoculars. Told my dad.
Oh.
My dad kicked my you-know-what.
Oh,
so,
geez.
Anyway, I can relate. So that's kind of similar to what Britney's was going through.
What's going on? What's the latest?
You know, her dad was controlling her and over her person mainly, but also there's some financial implications coming up. But he would not let her have a boyfriend. He would not let her drive in a car with somebody else. He did not let her have children, is the allegation.
Yeah.
And the allegation is that he forced birth control on her or different medical prescriptions and stuff on her. So she had no freedom in her person. And the conservatorship is not family law. It's actually probate in California. And under the probate code, there's two types of conservatorships. There's one that's over the person. That means that person lacks the capacity to deal with their own personal things in life, and so somebody else has to make decisions. There's also the conservatorship can be over the estate. And if the person has a large estate, which Brittany does, then there's a person that comes in and helps to control the estate and, you know, grow the estate. And they have fiduciary duties when they do that. So, of course, Brittany has said for a very long time that the conservatorship was abusive to her, and she complained about her dad's control over her. And even some of her songs show that there's words in her song, starting as early as 2000, in the word stronger, or the song Stronger, where she said, I'm stronger than yesterday, I've had enough, I'm not your property anymore, nothing in my way, and my loneliness isn't killing me anymore. I mean, these are words that do sound like she's speaking out and saying, hey, you know, this is too much.
Right.
Nobody listened to her until
recently. When
did the
conservatorship start, though?
2008.
Okay, so any of the lyrics before 2008, I mean, what you quoted was from 2000, right?
Yes.
So that would not have related to the conservatorship.
All right, Cal's dance.
Might be to her relationship with her dad.
Look at Cal through the hermetically sealed
glass. The
lyrics
of those songs predated the conservatorship by 8 years.
Well, that's true. But
she does have others that post-date it that certainly do, yeah.
Absolutely. And people seem to forget, the reason that the conservatorship happened was because Brittany had a breakdown. And that breakdown happened during a family law proceeding. And in that, there was allegations that she was misusing prescriptions or, you know, doing other things. And then she shaved her head. And, you know, a lot of people
thought she shaved
her head to avoid, you know, drug testing through her hair follicles. That isn't
all
true, because you can shave your head and still get a hair follicle out of your head.
But she didn't know that.
Well, we don't know. I mean, there's a lot of speculation about it. Clearly, she had some sort of a breakdown. She lost custody of her two boys, and they were very young at that time. And she got divorced from Kevin Federline, and then the conservatorship came up.
Also, conservatorship's kind of good in some ways, too. The biggest problem with Brittany, I know, and a lot of people, is they don't know how to say no when people want money or want stuff from you. And that makes it easy. Hey, I don't control it. Someone else does, right?
That's true. But you know, look, I'm going to go back to call me skeptical Todd. Every time we did a copyright case, I always, you know, they file these things, they use the judicial system, but then the album sales of both the copyrighted song and then the infringing song seem to go up. And there's just part of me that suspects, it wouldn't surprise me if in the near future there's some reality show following Britney Spears around that got all of this press because of the conservatorship issue. We have an article, there's articles out there, and Denise, you talked about it, where maybe some of the lyrics of her songs addressing the conservatorship showed up in some of the songs. What do you want to bet? After those songs are referenced in articles, the album sales of those songs go up. I would be very curious to see what the Britney Spears catalog, if there was a jump in sales of all of her music starting right about the time folks got interested in this whole conservatorship battle over the summer. I just, there's a skeptical part of me that has seen it too often, and we've seen it so much in the show, where artists are using the judicial system to pump up hype and publicity about their own catalog, movies, songs, whatever. At the end of the day, they're the ones, and their attorneys are the ones that make the money, right?
Well, in this particular case, and the conservators.
And the conservators.
Because they were getting a percentage.
Yep.
Well, that was exciting. We're going to talk about Scarlett Johansson. And we know Todd is willing to help out Scarlett Johansson for free, pro bono, anytime she needs help. We're going to talk about her lawsuit with Disney, or lack of a lawsuit now, when we come back. I'm Frederick Petty, your host. Put your seatbelt on and tighten it really tight, because we're going big.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up, like Fred said, right here. So don't go away.
To noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
Thank you.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday delayed a vote on a Senate-passed infrastructure bill, drawing criticism from some members of her party. So-called progressives and moderates within the caucus are battling over a $3.5 trillion budget proposal. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says not to worry.
That's not a sign of dysfunction. That's a sign of Democrats primarily at this point, though we welcome Republican support in the House, trying to work together to get things done for the American people.
Pelosi says more time is needed. Inflation unexpectedly accelerated in August as shortages of a wide range of consumer goods and services drove up prices. The Personal Consumption Price Index for August increased 4.3% from 1 year ago, reflecting increases in the prices paid by consumers for both goods and services, Commerce Department data showed Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop it.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
The pandemic has caused some interesting issues to come up, and some of the interesting issues are about the release of movies to the theaters. Given the pandemic shut down a lot of theaters, how a lot of these actors and actresses make money is by getting a percentage of whatever the release is in the movie theaters. They get a percentage or a cut of that. So what happens when you have a pandemic and nobody's going to theaters and you've got to release a movie? And that's what happened here in this Disney movie with Scarlett Johansson. And the big issue came down to, and it was called Black Widow. It was supposed to be one of the top movies coming out that everybody anticipated. Disney had to. They released it to the theaters, and they released it on Disney Plus at the same time. So the question is, and obviously the theaters weren't open, or a lot of them weren't open, what happens to Scarlett Johansson's payments, right, Todd?
It does. I would notice a certain amount of, I think the business person bias in Fred came in the setting up of that case and say, well, Disney had to do this.
Exactly.
And you know, the pandemic, they didn't have theaters. Look, this thing was released in pretty near the same number of theaters it would have been released in had there been no pandemic. And it did $80 million its first weekend in sales in the theaters, right?
Which now, probably would have done what? If it was.
Well, here's the thing. It did $80 million in the theaters, and it also did another approximate $80 million in online sales and stuff through Disney Plus during that first week. So there's $160 million. The argument here from Scarlett Johansson is my compensation isn't tied to Disney Plus. It's tied to the box office. And where people really get this with these movies is you go see them one time and then it's going back the second. But people weren't going back the second time to see it, because if they saw it one time and they really liked it, what were they doing? They were going to get a Disney Plus membership.
And Disney Plus was brand new at the time, and they were trying to get subscriptions.
That's right.
So what happened is that was their big push to get new people to get subscriptions to Disney Plus and become committed contractually. And that took people away and money away from Scarlett Johansson. And I want to say this. Undisclosed settlement, we don't know the terms, but one thing that's really striking is that both Disney officials and Scarlett Johansson came out together to announce the settlement. And I think that was critical for Disney.
I think we buried the lead there, which is we were talking about what the argument was. The lead there is they settled. Yeah, so they had this big lawsuit going on where Scarlett Johansson was like, I was supposed to get 3 months of exclusive box office sales, of which I get a percentage because I'm not only the actor but executive producer, and you have undercut me there with your online stuff, and that's why she sued, and they just settled it this last week. And then to your point, and they came out together, or they released statements at the same time.
I think they actually came out together.
I didn't see where there was a press conference where they came out together. I saw statements that were released, like Johansson said in her statement, I'm happy to have resolved our differences with Disney. Anytime folks come out with statements, I always wonder if, okay, you write my statement and I'll write yours.
Or if it's a part term of the settlement. It could be a term of the settlement of what has to be said.
Yeah, we get to say what you say and you get to say what we say. And so here you got, can't you just see it if they're not really happy with it? And you got Scarlett Johansson gritting her teeth. I'm really happy to have won this and gotten along with it with Disney. And I look forward to working together again.
I'll bet you she got a piece of the streaming service for a period of time.
I bet she did, too.
That's my thought.
And look, Disney, they have to. They have to because they have to realize that Scarlett Johansson is a huge draw. And here's the kicker. There was a Marvel movie that was released about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Right? Marvel movie released 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's their new Marvel characters. I don't know who the actor was. I don't even know what the character was. All I know is that movie was not released on Disney Plus. It was only released in theaters. It was released in the same or more theaters than Black Widow, or a similar number of theaters that Black Widow was released in back in July. And that did higher box office sales than Scarlett's doing box office and Disney Plus combined. This one did more. And I think that when that happened, you could see Scarlett Johansson's legal team looking at Disney going, you mean to tell me that the no-name, essentially, compared to Johansson, actor with the new Marvel thing was going to do better than Black Widow with a person whose star power is Scarlett Johansson and a character that's already been developed and people have been waiting for this standalone Black Widow thing since the whole Marvel thing started? You got to be kidding me. And this settlement comes very quickly on the heels of that. So
here's more important than that about Scarlett Johansson. I've seen the picture of her and I didn't know. Look, she's got a tattoo on her right rib of an owl. And I looked up under bodyartguru.com. She's got a lot of tattoos. And I wonder that, look, this is more important than this lawsuit, is what are her tattoos and what do they mean? Apparently she's got two interlocking circles on her, with the letter A tattoo on her ankle. She's got a sunrise on her arm, which she says brings her happiness. She's got a Thor hammer on her right wrist, huh? And that came out apparently the bracelet tattoo with the Thor hammer after she did that movie.
That was a very painful tattoo for her to get, too. She was Thor for a long time.
She's got a Lucky You tattoo on her right ribs. She's got on her back a huge tattoo.
Wait, she's got a Lucky You tattoo on her right rib?
it looks like on her right rib. It says, lucky you with a horseshoe tattoo on the right rib cage. And that apparently, you know, is good luck for her. And then on the one on the back, I apparently there's a lamb on the back and flowers. Did I miss it? Well,
I don't think. I don't think that the lucky you tattoo on the rib is a message to her. It might be a message to any casual observer.
Yeah, I think Todd would say I'd chew that tattoo.
Would you stop?
My word,
what is going on?
I don't know.
Must be the Oregon thing.
What is happening today?
Actually, that's probably some truth to that. I'm really, really, really looking forward to watching that.
Okay, we're talking about her tattoo. She's got a rose tattoo also on her left rib cage. I didn't know
that's
all
this. That's a lot of tattoos.
And she's got a flying owl tattoo on her right rib cage.
What's the meaning of those?
And the flying owl tattoo, this is according to bodyartguru.com. Scarlett never has seen before tattoo of a flying owl was seen all thanks to the dress perfectly placed cutout. Tattoo of an owl is a symbol of wisdom, knowledge, and transition. I don't know what to tell you guys. And she does have an Avengers logo tattoo on her right bicep. This is crazy. She's got a lot of tattoos. I didn't realize that.
Well, there is some tattoo artist out there who now gets to say, that's right, I have put ink on all of those body parts of that particular movie star. It just, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty trusting situation, I would think.
Right. That's very interesting. Anyway, we'll move on, but I didn't realize she had so many tattoos. I think that's more interesting than us talking about what's going on with her lawsuit, in my opinion.
Welcome to Radio Tattoo Talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of tattoos, let's talk about R. Kelly. He might be getting some jail tattoos pretty soon. It looks like he was found guilty. We have followed this case for so long, and we're not going to get into the deep details of this case. Yeah. I wonder if he still gets his money while he's in jail. What happens?
Sure.
There, right?
Oh.
And who gets that money? Because he doesn't need it in prison unless for cigarettes or something.
No, I think probably there's going to be a civil lawsuit.
You're right.
And then the royalties will go to the victims, more than likely. But how many people do you know? How many advertisers and stuff are even using that song right now?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I haven't heard it much.
Yeah, you're right. The royalties probably are going to drop because no one's going to be using it. Wow, Cal's using it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just fascinated by this whole thing that this is a great song, and it became iconic, and now, like much of Michael Jackson's work,
right.
You look at it and go, is it worth the pain right. The artist has caused to play some great music,
yeah.
You know? I mean, that's the question.
No, I think it comes down to he's found guilty of all crimes. There's apparently 11 sexual abuse victims testified against him. We followed this whole thing. What's interesting is he's going to be, they're going to set his sentence, in next month, I think? It's May 4th, 2022. Todd, why do they do that? Why is it so far out? What is that? Why did they stick it so far out, his sentencing, you know?
Well, there's a lot of things they have to do. They have to contact a lot of victims and get their statements, and they got to do a report from the probation officer. But let's not forget that this entire time he's in custody.
Right.
They may also be waiting to see what his other cases, what happens to those that resolve, so that they can do sentencing that takes into consideration all of them, not piecemeal.
Right, and he's got still two more cases, one in Illinois, one in Minnesota. We'll be back after this.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk momentarily.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley. That is anecdotal.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
We were going to move on from R. Kelly, but Todd wanted to bring out an important point that he noted on the R. Kelly case. Go ahead. What was the interesting thing that you noted about the prosecution's argument, and the defense's argument and prosecution's comment?
Yeah, so the defense's argument is, and we're not getting into the charge, you can imagine what they are. The only thing I will say is that they involved females that were under the age of 18, below the age of the ability to consent legally to any sort of activity with sexual activity with R. Kelly. So that was the deal. And the defense theory was to attack the motives of the female victims, to attack the motives in terms of, well, that, you know, they were seeking money, they were, you know, groupies, they were hangers-on, and that's how they tried to portray them. And the issue that I had with that the entire time is, even if all of that is true, they're still too young, and he is still guilty of some things, you know, because of their age. Why are you going there? And the prosecutor, after the way it works in closing arguments is the prosecutor goes first, then the defense goes, and then the prosecutor gets to go one last time because they have the higher burden. It's called their rebuttal argument. And then after that, it's done. You don't let the defense go, and then they go back and forth. It's prosecutor, defense, prosecutor, done. And the prosecutor stands back up after the defense essentially tarnished all of these female victims. And the prosecutor says, quote, it's like we took a time machine and went back to a courthouse in the 1950s. What they're arguing is that all of these women and girls were asking for it and they deserved what they got. Never mind that many of them were teenagers, too young to consent. Perfect argument. Case closed. Mic drop. Done. Folks, everything they said doesn't matter. Now look, I was talking with Denise about this, and you know, the question is, why did the defense choose to go there, right? Well, if I put on my defense attorney hat, knowing the facts and the evidence that the prosecution is going to put on, what other defense do I have? I mean, there's only so much lipstick you can put on a pig, and I can't – there's nothing else for me to argue here. So this is the only thing I've got, with the hope that maybe you convince one or two jurors to say not guilty, and then you got – now you don't have a unanimous jury. You got a mistrial. They got to do it over again. You know, it's like throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks. But if you don't go that route – you've really got nothing else to argue, and it's not like the law does not allow for it. Well, we only do criminal trials. You're only entitled to a trial if you have a good defense. No, you are entitled to a trial, even if the defense or the prosecution's evidence is so overwhelming there's not a snowball's chance in HE double hockey sticks of you being able to get an acquittal. You're still entitled to a trial under the Constitution. And if you're entitled to a trial, you're entitled to the assistance of counsel in that trial. And that was all these folks had to work with. That was it. And they got paid.
Interesting, but you know what I find interesting, and that's, I'm not trying to move into this segment, but this I don't know how to transition in this, but this has been a knocking at the door for quite some time about whether or not law firms can be owned by non-lawyers, right? This is, to me, this is a little disturbing, and it's like, oh, it's disturbing because you just want to own it because you're a lawyer. Well, at what point do you allow non-lawyers or big companies, big investment groups, venture capitalists to come in and buy law firms, right, or own law firms? Well, here we go. The Arizona Supreme Court just allowed LegalZoom the green light, basically, to have non-lawyer owned services. In other words, to hire their own lawyers and own part of the law firm. And this is the first one in the United States to allow that. So their claim is, we're going to allow legal services to more, you know, accessible to more low-income people or consumers, right? But the problem is I think there's going to be – I don't know. I guess the problem is you worry about a big company being in charge where the lawyer's like, wait a minute, we have ethical issues. We have these issues we got to deal with. And then now, oh, I've got some investors that are non-lawyers investing in this, and we have to – you know, this is what we just need to make money, right? Which is okay to make money, but I'm worried about a non-lawyer owning the law firm. So, in fact, there's examples. There's a – Trajan Estate LLC. It's an estate planning law firm co-owned by a non-attorney fiduciary advisor, right? And then also, eLegacy Law provides online estate planning services. So they're going to be able to hire their own lawyers. Instead of what they do is they hire outside lawyers, independent contractors that do these legal help, cases. And then you got Legal Help Partners, which is a personal injury law and mass tort firm that's co-owned by a marketing company and lawyers. Go ahead, Tom.
I'll tell you why I don't like it, all right? Why I do not like the ownership of a law firm by private individual. And it has to do with...
Non-lawyer.
Non-lawyer. It has to do with who do you have a duty to as a lawyer? When a law firm is owned by lawyers... Everybody in that law firm, including the ownership, all understand that essentially you have a duty of loyalty to the client, to represent the client. However, let's go outside of the law firm. Let's look at regular businesses that are owned by shareholders or people that are just the money behind it. Now you have a duty, a fiduciary duty, to look after the best interests of the shareholders. What are you going to do in a law firm that is owned by non-lawyers, where now the question is, what happens when my duty to my client comes in conflict with my fiduciary duty to the non-lawyer? I see that coming up when the, well, we want to do a trial. It's going to cost us a lot of money. We're already in on it. And then the non-lawyers start to say, well, that really doesn't pencil out. So, you know, that's not like the accountants in healthcare industry. We're not going to authorize this. We're not going to authorize that. You got to go do something else. And now the bean counters are in conflict with your duty of loyalty to your client. And in my opinion, that can arise so many different ways. I'm surprised they even went there. Denise.
Yeah, it's LegalZoom is the one that has marketers. So people that work for them that are marketing them, they also have an ownership interest in LegalZoom. And for that, you talk about the duty of loyalty, and I'm talking about the duty of confidentiality and the privilege right. Well, these marketers, can they go out? Can they say we represent these type of people or this person or talk about specific facts where the clients can be, ascertained from what they're talking about? So it's not just the duty of loyalty that's there, but it's also that is at risk is the duty of confidentiality and honoring the privilege that is the client's rights and not the lawyer's or owner's rights.
When you start talking about marketing, I mean, I'm thinking back to the Theranos case where things that Elizabeth Holmes might have said for marketing to generate capital, to do stuff. Sometimes they exaggerate claims. They do certain things. You get marketing in the lawyer context by folks that are not lawyers saying certain things, and now you're the lawyer, and you're kind of responsible for what they say. I would want to know chapter and verse what they said because I'm responsible for your mouth. Okay, I'm responsible for what you say, and if you're out there making guarantees or anything like that, you don't know what these folks are going to say because for them, it's all about, I want the commission that comes from signing up this person. Whereas the lawyer is, I get paid, but I want to give competent legal representation. And so there is yet another way in which you can have this conflict of interest coming in when you have non-lawyers engaging in law firm type business activities, ownership, and marketing. To me, bad idea. Very surprised that the Arizona Supreme Court greenlit this. I'll be curious to see if other jurisdictions greenlight this, because if they don't, then it's going to become a Supreme Court issue, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to eventually go to the Supreme Court. I think the legal industry, and you got the bar, the state bars. I think the state bars, are they going to have control over a non-lawyer? I don't know. I don't think they would they?
Such a far cry from, 50 years ago, they didn't even let attorneys advertise.
Right.
And now look where it's gone.
It's crazy. So we're going to have to deal with it. I'm going to have to put my thinking cap on as a lawyer and go, interesting. We'll be back after this for hour number three. We're going to talk about an interesting lawyer and his TikTok fame and what's going on in his case. We'll be back.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.